Listening to 101.9 FM. I am Sam.
I am Molly.
And we are bringing you back to the garden today from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Hello. Happy
Hi,
Friday.
Everyone.
How's it going?
To we the hope people. Well.
Yeah, I hope everyone is doing well on this rainy, scary Friday morning. We are in the middle of November now, the pits,
if
you
approaching
will.
Reading week for yeah. all you students. For many people, I hope the brunt of the exams are over, brunt of midterms, and today we are bringing you a special episode. Every episode is special with us, yeah. of Declan McKenna. Sam was fortunate enough to go to Declan McKenna at the Commodore, I believe.
It was at the Commodore on October 29th, Halloween weekend. I almost didn't go because it was
very busy weekend,
very busy midterm season. I was not going to go. And then shout out Georgia Guthrie, who's not in the studio today.
But who has been before, a friend of the show.
She bought a ticket last minute and then she was like, I'm just going to drive and take us. And I was like, awesome. I either was going to eat the ticket and not go or like...
Best case scenario, yeah, Georgia
was,
drives you.
It was like an angel. I was at Brekka fighting demons and I was like, I can't. I was like, I'm stressed. I'm tired. I'm hungover. I don't know what to do. And then Georgia, like an angel, shows up and we went to the concert and we just danced the entire time. It was so much fun. Declan McKenna, I feel like, is a very special artist to many people,
yeah.
specifically people I feel like who were in high school in the 2010s.
Yes.
Because I feel like that's when his career like took off and it was kind of like, if you were listening to Declan McKenna, you were like, I'm so woke, like it hurts. Like I'm listening
angst,
to like
I have angst
like,
and I
indie,
have fears.
Alt like music, but it's like political and he's yeah. So I feel like it was like an inner child thing for me to want to go to this concert because I was like, I saw he was coming and I was like, I like loved Declan McKenna.
Yeah.
I know all his songs. He hasn't had an album since 2020, so that's been almost 4 years.
He took a big
now.
Hiatus.
Big hiatus. And I was like, I must go to this. I bought the ticket and it was awesome. He kind of has like a glam rock whole like vibe to him now,
yeah,
which is really
he
cool.
Does. He's from England.
He is from England.
So it fits. It fits a bill.
He fits like within the canon of that for sure. But he's really cool. He was awesome. Like on stage, he had like an insane stage presence. He was like running around, jumping around.
I can imagine.
Like talking to us, going crazy. We'll talk about that a bit more later for sure. But yeah, for now, I think we just want to play you a few songs first off his debut album, What Do You Think About the Car?
And this is very... I was not at the concert, although this is a very important and sentimental album for me. I would say in about grade 10 or 11.
Yeah.
We'll be playing one of my favorite songs off that album, but I'll get Sam to introduce them all to you. But this is a very lovely album. If you haven't familiarized yourself with it,
yeah.
I do recommend you do.
I think it's one of those like albums that really lends itself to like a start to finish listen. It's
yeah.
not like a concept album, but every single song is a little different and like hits in a different way.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know, he also, I mean, his whole story is that he launched his single Brazil, which I'm sure everyone...
Many
have heard that song. That's like a timeless, like, that's like up there, I feel like, with like The Less I Know The Better by Tame Impala. And that it's like, everyone
same,
knows Brazil.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
yeah,
we've all heard Brazil. But he wrote that song about like the FIFA World Cup in 2014, and I believe he was 15 years old when he wrote it and produced it and released it, which is like
same as like a Lorde vibe. Like what are yeah. these pop stars doing all that at like, age 15? I don't think that was in my capability, and was, still is not at 21.
Like,
so.
No, I like can't like that. You listen to that song and you're like, this is not only like lyrically like beautiful and political and interesting, but also like sonically really cool. And I feel like that just sets the stage for like who he would be as an artist. So we're gonna kick it off with that song today, which is on the album What Do You Think About the Car, and then we're gonna follow it up with Paracetamol, which is another one of my favorite songs, a little more of a heavy theme. That one's
but
about
paracetamol,
like,
paracetamol, however you say
I don't know.
I didn't know what that was. Isn't it Advil?
It is. It's
when I listened to this song at age like 16, I was like, now what would that be?
No, it's again, he wrote this at 15. It's a complicated song, and it's essentially, I think it's like kind of a song to raise awareness about like queer suicide in like young adults. And the music video is like beautifully kind of written at 15, and we'll listen to it and we'll all like take a step back and think about that, because it's really impressive. And then we'll follow that one up with Listen to Your Friends.
This is my favorite.
It's a beautiful song and so joyous and happy.
Reminds me of the summer of grade 10, I believe. I would always listen to this while I was riding my bike. So we've got a lovely little lineup for you.
We're having like a nice, like Molly, for those who can't see, is in overalls right now too. So we're feeling like childlike whimsy tonight. So yeah, without further ado, let's run
hit
it. Let's hit it. Yeah.
Enjoy. Let's walk down memory lane for some.
Brazil by Declan McKenna. Let's go crazy.
Play the beautiful game out in Brazil. There's a boy 15 with a gun in his hand, and the people in the audience, they should be hanged. And they ask him for his motive, but they don't understand why they love like they do, like they do. There's a girl 15 with her head in a noose, because she's down to live what she's down to choose. And the animals walked in twos by twos, showing love like they do, like they do. There's a girl 15, although she isn't sure. Well, how the hell could you want anything more? You're beautiful, perfect, immaculate whole. I'm in love, love for you, love for you.
Don't call me out.
And in turn find the problem is poor kids who want holidays in term time. The problem is poor kids who can't afford the train fare, so we up the train fare in charge of not paying the train fare. The problem is welfare. The problem is free healthcare, because it's unfair, and if it's gone it's welfare. The problem is drugs. The problem is free love and free hugs. The same fear, do some drugs and stay here. Well, I said go on now,
go on now.
But God bless the weatherman, gone out of business since the psychoactive substance ban. The gateway has sent him back from bulk buying loss to selling crack. The problem rose when a rich man suggested it over his lunchtime snack. So we banned the produce. And it's a bit of a nuisance, really. Don't.
Sprouts is a 100% volunteer and student-run organization at UBC. Through the many initiatives, Sprouts aims to make healthy, affordable, and sustainably produced food accessible to everyone on campus. Sprouts is based out of Sprouts Cafe in the basement of the Life Building. With rising food insecurity on campus, they've dedicated practices to making high-quality food and produce available to all through the cafe, community fridge, produce market, and free meal distribution. Learn more about these many initiatives and volunteer opportunities on Instagram at UBCSprouts.
You want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Welcome back to 101.9 FM CITR. I am Sam.
I am Molly.
And we're bringing you back to the garden,
back to the garden.
On this Friday morning. You have just been listening to roughly, that was 20 minutes of Declan McKenna, some highlights from his 2017 album, What Do You Think About the Car?
What a treat.
And truly a treat. That was a swing down memory lane for
it
us.
Was.
A jaunt, a run, a sprint.
A half marathon down.
A half marathon down memory
for
lane.
For some of First, you.
Yeah. but anyways, yeah, why don't we move on to talking
Chatting.
About the show and chat for a bit.
Yeah. So Sam went to the show on the 29th, the
29th,
30th?
Yeah.
29th,
yeah, 29th
of October.
Yeah.
What are some highlights? Favorite songs? Was the staging cool? Tell me more about
it. Yeah, okay. So, I mean, it was like a cool show. I missed the opening act, again, because we were fighting demons that day. So I didn't know if I was going to go. And then, so I couldn't tell you who opened. But the staging was really, really cool because his new album, which we'll play for you in a bit, it's like a whole concept album that's kind of has like very much like a like Ziggy Stardust, like David Bowie,
yeah.
rocket, like space oddity kind of vibe to it. It's all like space oriented and like kind of like this
very
weird
David Bowie.
Techno-y like glam rock space like tone atmosphere to it. So that was the vibe of the concert. We had a really beautiful like set design with these like huge like fabrics draped up everywhere, and he's just adorable. He's just so fun. He like runs around and is like shredding on the guitar like crazy. Like a lot of his songs are like very up tempo, but he brings like another energy to them live, which was really fun. And I honestly like I got there, I was like standing more in the back with Georgia, and we just danced the entire time.
That's
I
so
was
lovely.
Like people were like iPhone out like filming everything, and I was like I don't need to film this. Like,
no.
I'm living it. Like, I'm here. I can
yeah.
listen to it. Like, I don't know. I have, like, a vendetta against, like, filming concerts, too. But,
like, my thing is like, I think everyone deserves to have a little memory.
Like,
but
yeah.
do I want to see a concert through someone's Snapchat for the entire hour and a half?
Like, no.
No.
Well, it was also interesting because his music has this political edge, and this album especially is Zeros. So this is what his new album was called, Zeros, came out in 2020, and it does follow this, like, kind of like conceptual tone of it's almost like an apocalyptic dystopian album where it's like talking about like there's like a song that's like very much about climate change and
yeah.
about like how like technology is like taking over our like sense of self and performance
yeah.
and he touches on like I feel like more like wider topics than his other album did
yeah.
and he does it in like a cohesive like way where it all just flows together in this way, and there's like
very
this
cool.
recurring character Daniel that like follows this like thread of kind of like a wormhole of like, oh my god, society is like explicit. I was gonna say society is not doing well. That's like the like thread of the album. So we kind of like channeled that in the concert, I feel like, and like I don't know, it was just fun. It was like fun because he like brings like this like poppy like rocky energy to like very heavy topics as
yeah,
always, and then
yeah,
he
yeah.
like bring like, you know, chats a bit about what inspired them, and it's like, whoa, that's like so heavy and depressing. And then it's like, okay, but here's
yeah,
like
he
a
has
really...
a very even like when we just listened to Paracetamol as
yeah.
well, as like that has such heavy themes, but if you're not really listening to the lyrics, it's like very fun. Like
that's...
I'm dancing while he's talking about like the horrible climate in what was it, 2016?
Yeah, like 2016, like
yeah.
queer life in the UK.
Yeah.
yeah. so it is really interesting, although that song I do like to run to a lot because I feel like every time the chorus comes, I'm like, sprint, and then it's like,
yeah.
stop. Yeah. But no, I do think the highlights of the concert were definitely two songs we'll play later. He did My House and British Bomb, which are coming up later. We'll introduce them. And those are two singles he released in between his albums, which I think are like two of his best songs. And when he played them, I was really happy because I was like, you never know if an artist will play a single, right?
Yeah.
And I do think though one of the craziest highlights was he did like a 10-minute glam rock version.
I was gonna ask you about this. You texted me that he did was it the George Harrison cover?
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, so he did All Things Must Pass by George Harrison.
Love that song, by the way.
Gorgeous song, which we'll be playing for you later. But he did like an insane version of it where this was his encore too. So he comes out and he's like, we're gonna do a cover, and I was like, oh, that's unusual. Like
For an encore.
Yeah, an encore is not usually, like, a cover, I feel. Well, it can be, but, like, I feel like it's usually, like, oh, the hit that we haven't heard yet, which in this case was, like, British Bombs. But no, he does this 10-minute insane cover. He, like, ran in the audience and was, like, it was, like, crazy. And you'll hear, like, a snippet of that, I feel like, in the songs from Zeros, like, his vibe that has shifted to more, like, heavy guitar and, like, it's really cool. So we'll talk about that a bit more later. But that was definitely the highlight for me. I feel like I was kind of just left, like, speechless at it. I was like, whoa, this is insane. And he's, like, 24. So he's young. He'll have a, like, long career ahead of him
if he so pleases.
Yeah, he has a new album coming out, I think, at the beginning of next year that he talked about.
Similar, like, release schedule to Lorde, it seems. I see a lot of similarities between him and Lorde just in, like, the cadence that they release albums, as well as, like, kind of the subject matter that they touch on at, like, a very young age for their debut, as well as, like, he's still quite young releasing his second album and third.
For sure. No, to be honest, third album at 24, it puts some things in perspective for me. And I'm like,
big time.
Like, third album. Like, I have zero album equivalent. Like,
not a single song to my little name.
Yeah, and not that that's, like, what I'm doing with my life, but it just makes me think. So without further ado, though, let's play. These are three of my favorite songs off Zeros, which, again, I actually hadn't listened to that much before this concert. Yeah. I had songs I liked, but I went to the concert and I was like, holy shit, like, he's so much cooler than I remember. Like, he's like evolved into this really, like, actual, like, character and has, like, stage presence. So we're going to play You Better Believe, which I think is a really fun song. And it opens the album and it opened the concert too. Gorge. And then we'll play The Key to Life on Earth. And then we'll play this nice song, Emily, that he played at the concert, which I'd never heard of before. And it's a little more chill. And then I feel like it, like, I don't know, just scratches something in my brain. So
beautiful.
We're going
let's
with
hear
that.
It.
Without further ado, let's run it.
Enjoy.
You know it. master, but managed to be told, oh, and your king. And leave. don't you know that it's hard for me? Yeah. Emily, don't you know that it's hard for me?
Innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of special ambient, field recordings, thunderphonics, robocalls, voicemail fails, sound research, and more.
Eastern time, 5 o'clock.
Listen live on CITR 101.9 FM or online at CITR.ca. For more details and submission requirements, email us at radioart@citr.ca.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or grocery checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
So far from your one home, nothing to spend my paper currency on. The big man said city life, get you in the city for good. Ain't allowed to step a foot out of my neighborhood. such a lovely building. Microwave oven and a hot tub to chill in. You could call me up if you got something to say. Well, how can I have something to say? I can only get out of it once today. Out of my
chatting with you this morning. Have a nice day.
Penny or two for you. We're talking about the bad starts. It's a good old-fashioned landslide, killing with your hands tied in the homemade road, set sail, baby, read it in the mail, no hope now. And it's a total fucking whitewash, the people that we might squash, and we're from home soil, set sail for wherever the fuck got oil this time. And if it's not a
Welcome back to 101.9 FM CITR. I'm Sam.
I'm Molly. You're listening to Back to the Garden.
We are wrapping up Declan McKenna's segment of the show with British Bombs, an awesome single, an anti-war song about how the British funded the war in the Yemen, which feels very timely right now.
Mm-hmm. Given what's going on.
Yeah. So we're going to go into the adjacents. We're going to bring you The Gene Genie by David Bowie as a glam rock inspo for Declan McKenna, followed by All Things Must Pass by George Harrison,
which he covered in the show.
Yeah, that was his encore. So without further ado, we will sign off and let you enjoy these two songs. So
enjoy your reading break. Enjoy whatever you have in the coming week. We hope you enjoyed. We'll see you in 2 weeks with Faye Webster.
Yes, Faye Webster episode.
Coming up in 2 weeks' time.
Have so much fun. Love to all.
Bye
on
all.
This Friday.
While pulling the waders, talking about Monroe, walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little greenie. Ooh. Get back on. Gene Genie lives on his back. The Gene Genie loves Jimmy Stacks. Smiles like a reptile. She love him, she love him, but just for a short while. She'll scratch in the sand, let go his hand. He says he's a beautician, sells you nutrition, keeps all your dead hair for making up underwear. Poor little greenie. The Gene Genie lives on his back. The Gene Genie loves chimney stacks. He's outrageous. He screams and he bawls. The Gene Genie lets yourself go. So simple-minded, he can't drive his muscle. Lights on the neon and sleeps in a capsule. Loves to belong. Loves to belong. We'll be right back.
another day. Now the darkness only stays.